hour two of the live Sunday night show. It's Stephanie.
And Mark.
And freetalklive.com is our website one more time. I would like to remind the audience that if you want to get updates about Free Talk Live, we can let you know by email if something important happens with the show, like we add a new radio affiliate or something like that. You may find out that Free Talk Live is now on in your area, and you can sign up for our email list at news.freetalklive.com. There you'll also find Free Talk Live's Facebook and Twitter pages, where those are more like up-to-the-minute updates during the show. We'll tweet out articles and things, topics of discussion. You know, it may remind you to tune in or get you interested in something that we're talking about. And you can also go and sort of interact with other listeners there, too. So news.freetalklive.com is where you'll find both our email list and our Twitter and Facebook sites. So, Mark, we were going to talk about, we don't have any calls on the line right now, but we were going to talk about the 12th year of war in Afghanistan.
Yeah, this is an interesting article from RT, and it's here it says, it's entitled, "The Taliban Says, We Win, You Lose." They jeer at U.S. and NATO as the Afghan war enters its 12th year. "NATO forces are fleeing Afghanistan in humiliation and disgrace," claims the Taliban in the U.S.
Is that your Taliban voice?
Yeah, that's it. I've got to work on my Taliban voice.
Yeah.
proclaims the Taliban in the U.S.-led war in the country enters its 12th year. "With the help of Allah," which, of course, you know, God's always on your side, right? Because he's never on the side of the other people. The valiant Afghans under the jihadi leadership of Islamic Emirates, notice they don't call themselves Al-Qaeda, defeated the military might and defeated, I just can't read this, it's very small here, and numerous strategies of the American and NATO alliance, the Taliban said in a statement Sunday. "Foreign forces have already started leaving the country, ravaged by war on the terror in the U.S. proclaimed after the 9/11 attacks on New York and Washington." So it's, I mean, you know, obviously some countries are leaving the you know, this NATO-led force. They've left Afghanistan. They don't see anything there for themselves. And the Taliban, or I guess here what they're calling themselves, the Islamic Emirates, are claiming victory as a result. Barack Obama has said that we, the United States military, is going to are going to leave. I think it's 2014 is the intended drawdown or whatever. And, well, you know, they say they won. And it's kind of interesting. I mean, it just smacks of Vietnam all over again.
Oh, yes.
And it smacks of Russia's intervention in Afghanistan and Great Britain's intervention in Afghanistan prior to that.
And by the way, you don't hear this on U.S. News sources. I mean, it's like RT is the only one who's willing to publish something with the Taliban basically saying, yeah, nah, we're winning, right?
It's true, and one thing that you don't get to hear is that, for one thing, what the Al-Qaeda leadership said is that we're going to mire the United States in a foreign war that's going to cost them trillions, and then they're going to, you know, their empire is going to crumble as a result.
Yeah.
How far are they from the truth? We are now entering the fourth year of the deepest economic crisis this country's seen since the Great Depression. And I wonder if the United States had, or businesses thereof and individuals had, all the money that has been spent and the lives, you know, the labor of the people over there that have lost their lives and their minds and their limbs. If they had all these things as a productive part of their economy, rather than having wasted them on a country that said that they would give Osama bin Laden over to a neutral third country and George Bush turned them down.
Yeah.
If the United States had that, would we be in this great recession?
It's a great question, and I'd like to invite comments from the listeners. 855-450-FREE is our phone number, 855-450-3733. I mean, can you justify continuing this war? Because I can't. I never could in the first place.
I can't figure out what the United States military is doing over there.
No, I mean, neither.
Some people have claimed that we're passing out you know, goodies to local leaders and stuff like that. But, I mean, they're doing that in Africa, too, and they don't need to send troops there to do it.
Yeah.
So you know, I mean, is it to prevent the Taliban from getting in charge? Because George Bush was happy to have the Taliban in charge, didn't care anything about, Bill Clinton didn't care anything about the Taliban until they said they were unwilling to turn over Osama bin Laden directly to the United States.
The goalposts keep shifting, too, because at first it was like, okay, well, we have to go there to catch Osama bin Laden. Mm-hmm. And then they kept catching the number two guy. Do you remember this?
A lot of number twos,
every
yeah.
week there was a number two guy.
There was a whole lot of number two going on.
Yeah, exactly, in more ways than one. But then, you know, finally they supposedly got Osama bin Laden.
Right, which I'm supposed to believe.
Yeah, the whole thing was a little fishy, wasn't it?
Right.
He was buried at sea or whatever.
I don't know. I don't know anything about anything, but really, I'm just supposed to believe this story. Oh, yeah, we got him, and there's no pictures. Screw you.
Yeah.
And we're not gonna give him a trial.
No evidence, yeah. So, you know, what are they doing there now that they've accomplished this so-called goal? And then they had those benchmarks, right? And George Bush had a set of, like...
Playing cards. That was for Iraq, though. The playing cards.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay, I see they all blend together for me because it's just so pointless. But yeah, he had a list of benchmarks, and there was a deadline for meeting them, and none of them were met at the deadline. So he said, okay, well, we're going to meet them by 2014, and then Obama was going to finish it, and it's just a total mess.
Now, after 11 years, this is my Al-Qaeda voice again.
Getting better.
Now, after 11 years of unceasing terror, tyranny, crimes, and savagery, they are fleeing Afghanistan with such humiliation and disgrace that they are struggling to provide an explanation.
Mm, indeed. I agree more with him than the U.S. news sources.
I say that the United States military isn't particularly fleeing as much as they are, you know, the Washington, D.C. is struggling for an explanation for staying.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when the guy that's put in Karzai, the guy that's put in charge there, the puppet leader, when his brother is running child prostitution rings and drug running rings and... United States contractors are having little boy gay parties for this guy. Hey, this stuff's documented. You don't have to believe me.
In the mainstream news, yeah.
In the mainstream U.S. news.
Yeah.
You can go look it up, and the U.S. is doing nothing about that. Then
yeah,
I think all credibility is gone. When U.S. troops are guarding poppy fields, but they're arresting heroin users here in the United States,
yeah.
Screw you and your stinking war.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't understand why anybody's willing to go fight them for it.
Or to pay for it.
I can't understand why they'd pay for it or any. I can't understand any of it.
I mean, people
don't. I understand why people pay.
Yeah, I
pay
do too.
Because I'm scared.
Yeah. And that's a really sad reason to pay, you know,
I don't support
for something
it.
That you don't support because there's essentially a gun to your head, you know.
And you know what? I voted in the most recent election. They tell me that if I vote that I get the opportunity to complain, that somehow my voice will be heard. No, I think it's nonsense. Agreed. But I didn't, you know.
You voted. I didn't vote. So one of us can complain, right?
One
no matter who's talking.
One of us would be able to complain.
But and we're both complaining,
so
there you go.
I didn't vote for this war, I can assure you of that. So do I get to stop paying for it now? Now that I've made my voice heard?
Yeah.
No, because it's the tyranny of the majority. And the majority is too scared to vote for a third party, so therefore we're going to get one of the two crap sandwiches that's
well,
being offered up.
In their defense, they don't really have much of an opportunity to vote for a third party because there's so many restrictive ballot access laws. If
there
voting
is
even
a third party that is on in 48 or 49 states. The Libertarian Party is on in 48 or 49 states.
Yeah, I mean, but they're not let into the debates. They don't get the press coverage.
About them.
I mean, there
but
is
at this point,
there is
you
a
know
system.
Enough about Republicans and Democrats to know you don't want to vote for them?
Oh yeah, but I don't want to necessarily vote for anybody. I mean, I don't feel comfortable supporting anybody. So
I hear you, but yeah. I'm saying that don't you think that the American public knows enough about Republicans and Democrats at this point to know that there's no point
and
in voting?
The young
for
people
them?
Do. I mean, I saw somebody post. I was looking at Facebook the other day, and I caught out of the corner of my eye a musical artist who I like that doesn't. You know, as far as I know, they didn't have any liberty leanings as far as their politics, but they posted something like, the young people in this country aren't represented by either party, so is it any wonder that they don't pay attention to politics or they don't want to participate?
It's no wonder to me.
Yeah, me neither. And do you still vote? Do you still pay attention to politics? Let us know, 855-450-FREE. I'm curious to hear your thoughts. Do the two major parties represent you? It's Free Talk Live.
Got Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that could be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The mills closed out their excess fall inventory. We've got the flooring, and we're selling it at unheard-of prices at Lumber Liquidators' first-ever fall flooring yard sale. Get laminates from only 29 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from just $1.39 a square foot. Bamboo flooring from just $1.79 a square foot. Plus, special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you're going to love our first-ever fall flooring yard sale. These deals will not last. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Good day. Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources. Today's October 19th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,735.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,778.17, $889.08 for a half ounce, and $444.54 for a quarter ounce. $1,735.30, $889.08, and $444.54.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the live Sunday night edition. This is Stephanie.
And Mark.
And freetalklive.com is our website. I would like to remind you that if you're listening during our window where we normally do the show, which is 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern time, you can tune into the studio cam and you can actually watch us do the show. So it becomes sort of like a TV show. Mark is wild-eyedly waving to the camera.
A TV show that...
Why would you want to watch?
Why you would watch on television.
Well, some people apparently really like it. So if you,
yes, they do.
If you'd like to do that. And, oh, and there's also a chat room there. So if you want to connect with other Free Talk Live listeners, you can go to cam.freetalklive.com to watch us do the show and chat. Mark, I would like to go right back into the phones. Ty is on the line in Tennessee. And Ty, you wanted to talk about revisionist history?
Yeah, I've got a question. I'm trying to figure out how in the world, or if we will ever, the liberty-minded folks, because I don't think I'd get any argument here that on this show that Roosevelt actually prolonged the Great Depression. He didn't save the U.S.
Yeah.
From the Great Depression. He actually made it longer.
Yeah.
But there's so many prevailing myths in U.S. history, such as that, and the idea that World War II got us out of the Great Depression.
That's what people are taught. They have the advantage of the government schools teaching both of those things. And if you actually look at some different alternative sources on that, you'll find out that there's definitely another side to the story.
There is an aspect of reality to World War II having got the United States out of the Great Depression. Let me explain that to you. Because when you produce goods, generally you have competition. But when your competition is lying and smoking rubble, it's difficult for them to mobilize factories and those kind of things in the short term. So what the United States did was build market share in the amount of time, because the United States never really got attacked. Yes, I mean, I know there's some minor things in like Washington State and Alaska, but I mean, never really got attacked. And so you didn't have these, their whole manufacturing area laid to waste by bombing, like they did with Dresden and things like that. They actually firebombed, the Allies firebombed civilians in Dresden, Germany, because they had run out of factories to bomb in Germany. So, I mean, there was no way to for the other countries to compete, because there just weren't any factories out there. All the countries that produced things had been laid waste, and the United States was the only one left.
But we should make something clear, though, Mark.
Doesn't get you out of a depression, because you can't, in the same way that that you could increase your family's wealth by going out and taking a baseball bat to the windows of your car, would somehow be the same way that war spending would generally bring a country out of a Great Depression. I'm just saying that.
Yeah, that money has to come from somewhere, right? And it was coming from, borrowing from future generations, essentially, not borrowing, but stealing from future generations by the government. And it was what it sounds like you're saying, Mark, is just everybody was being set back by this war, but the U.S. was being set back a little bit less because their factories.
World War II was unique.
Yeah.
In that it was a world war. You might be able to make the argument that in a world war where you are the only nation that isn't bombed into dirt, and I don't know how in the world you would
that's pretty sad
would
situation.
Set that up, but in that circumstance, that then a war would be good for your economy. But that's the only circumstance. Sending some troops off to Afghanistan isn't going to do it.
Ty, I know there's a book by Murray Rothbard about what really happened during the Great Depression. Are you familiar with that one?
Yeah, I've read that one. Actually, I've listened to it, an audio book.
Okay.
You know, it's very good, very informative. And that's one of the problems. See, that it's jammed with facts. And actually, I wouldn't say facts. I would say more evidence that shows, how the Great Depression was actually prolonged by FDR's New Deal policies. The problem is you can provide evidence upon evidence upon evidence, but people just do not accept it. I don't understand what it's going to take to break through.
Emotion is the only answer.
I'm sorry, but
emotion's the only seller out there. And, we as libertarians tend to want to cling to facts and logic, and it isn't the thing that motivates the vast majority of people. Go ask people why they're voting for Barack Obama or Mitt Romney. And the answer that you will hear isn't, this policy, this policy, this policy. It will be all about how they feel and what they
I hear
feel
a lot of confusion when I ask, when I talk to people about that, which isn't too often, but
avoid talking to people about that.
Yeah, I agree. I think a lot of people are just basically going through life kind of like reacting to things that happen to them, and often that's just emotional reaction. They don't really have the clarity of thought. I'm not trying to sound elitist here or anything like that, but
they're not choosing the clarity of thought for themselves.
I mean, yeah, I guess they could if they wanted to, but our culture doesn't exactly encourage critical thinking. That's what I'm saying. Like,
public
it's not taught in the schools.
The last thing they want from a public school teacher seems to want from its students, and I'm talking about the generalization here, not specific instances, is critical thinking skills.
And when you go through life and you're basically confronted with so many situations where it's like, okay, maybe you have one opinion and somebody else has another opinion, like you, Mark, with the property taxes you were talking about earlier in the show, and the other person says, okay, well, fine, but my opinion is backed by force. You can't opt out.
Right.
You can't choose to not support the government because you're going to get hurt. Well, people's thinking just breaks down at that point. And why even try to formulate a logical argument against that? Because logic doesn't work. You're dealing with force. And so
right.
I can't really blame people for just reacting to that emotionally.
When you're dealing with the reality of governmental force, then people are going to deal with reality. They're looking at reality, and they're going to deal with reality however they're going to look at it. One of the great ways to deal with reality of governmental force is to try to get it on your side. Another way is to say, I love this force, and this force loves me. And to put your hand over your heart and say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, or
yeah,
whatever it is that one does. Because that's what politicians do. Politicians take our feelings, like patriotism, and love for our country, and our friends and our families, and things like that, and they pervert them. They hide behind the flags and all these things.
Yeah.
Now, flags, as far as I'm concerned, have always been banners of war, and people's love for their flag is,
yeah,
the same as their love for their favorite baseball team, and they want their team to go out and win. But whatever, you can't convince somebody who loves a flag of that.
There's this saying, I wish I could remember the whole thing, but it's like, we live in a really sick culture. Like, I think a lot of people know that there are things that are really wrong and really messed up. And there are some ways you can deal with that. You can rebel against it. You can conform and try to go along to get along. Or you can become a mystic, and kind of like deny that reality actually exists and just blur the borders. And so a lot of people, I think, do choose that third option and just kind of let go of reality a little bit. And it can be really hard to even, like, communicate with them. And Ty, what do you think about that?
Well, I'm still kind of wondering, what is it really going to take? I used to think it would just take, like, a critical mass of people realizing the truth, and then things would change, and there'd be, like, a sea change, and things would get better. But I actually think that it may end up taking complete collapse before anything actually gets better.
I have another answer.
Okay. You want to hold Ty over?
Yeah, we'll hold him over.
Okay. Hang on the line if you would, Ty, please. We're going to hear Mark's second answer, the second way here on Free Talk Live.
Genius.
Coming up, 855-453 is our number. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie
and Mark.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. It's our number if you'd like to get in touch with us tonight. You know, we had a couple calls on the line in the last segment. I'm not sure if there was a technical difficulty because we had several calls and then
they all dropped.
Then they all dropped at the same time. So if you were on hold, you're welcome to call back and talk with us tonight.
We didn't hang up on you on purpose.
No, we didn't. It may be a technical thing. But, you know, we were talking with Ty about revisionist history, and we had a little...
Specifically, his question was, is what's it going to take to bring us to liberty in this country or world or whatever?
Yeah, and you
what
had another...
total. I guess it's going to take a total governmental collapse.
Yeah.
And this is the thought portrayed by a good friend of mine and a lot of libertarians. And the fact is, governmental collapses have happened throughout history, mm-hmm. and liberty doesn't increase as a result. It may increase temporarily, or it may decrease in that you're not dealing with government bureaucrats at that point, enacting violence upon you, but dealing with roving gangs enacting violence upon you. So the idea that a governmental collapse is going to increase liberty is not borne out by history. Secondarily, what will be the answers?
Hold on a second, though.
Go ahead.
The idea that the government could ever shrink is also not borne out by history. You know what I mean? If it could go in the direction of more freedom.
Didn't we just say here on the show that in Maryland in 1862 or something like that, he claimed that that slavery was voted out in Maryland?
Yeah, he claimed that. I don't know. I'll take his word for it, right?
You did say that slavery disappeared all across the world without wars, and mm-hmm. those countries still existed. So freedom was increased by by the government at that time.
But it would have had to be, like, the idea of freedom, of abolitionism, of anti-slavery had to be in people's consciousness and in their minds before they would have even considered voting for
it. The government is a trailer being dragged behind public opinion. Absolutely. We're going to see in the next decade, you're going to see a lot of gay marriage things go through in state and federal courts because this is the time for that. You're going to see it being legal and more common to videotape police officers doing their jobs because this is the time for that. But that doesn't mean that the government's useless in that area. It's simply an agency of force, and force can be used for good or evil.
I don't know if I agree I suppose it's self-defensive. Sure. But so. That, I don't know if that's good, though. You know, it's just more like self-defense.
Being alive to live another day is good.
Sure. Okay. Well, let's see what Nicholas thinks.
The answer is competition.
Okay.
Governments without competition are never going to get any better. And what you'll see is Doug Casey, one of the great, he's one of our...
I just saw him at Libertopia.
Yeah, yeah. He's a great thinker these days. He's also an investment advisor in the Liberty community. And, you know, not everybody agrees with everything he has to say. But one thing that's interesting is he'll find world leaders and of little crappy countries and say, hey, I can make you go down in history in your country as the greatest leader ever. And he'll talk to them about how to make their country free and things like that. So far, none of them have taken him up on it. There's the idea of the charter cities.
But, okay, one thing about Doug Casey, though, he lives in a ranch in Argentina, and he's paying off warlords. He said that. I mean,
so what? What do you think? What
but
do you,
is that freer than the U.S.?
It's just taxes, man.
Yeah, it's the same thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, he claims to be so much freer, but is it, if you're still paying taxes to warlords, are you freer?
If you're having more freedom or less freedom, it comes down to that. Here in the United States, you're paying off the government to leave you alone, but they don't leave you alone. They arrest you for all kinds of different things, including the filling out of the paperwork to pay their taxes. The warlords just want their money. The United States government demands the money and that you fill out the paperwork
and those kind of things.
So now, the United States is a great place to earn money, and other places might be better places to retire. That's just Doug Casey. Now, the Charter Cities project that was taken up in Honduras has certainly, it has groundwork in China and Southeast Asia. There's Charter Cities there. You could see these free cities using best practices of governments up to this point. It may get through the Honduran Supreme Court. It may not. Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll try Guatemala. Maybe they'll try some other crappy little country that needs a few million dollars for a payoff. Whatever the reason is, they may go for it. Yeah, the fact is, you're going to have to buy your land, Stephanie. Somebody claims that land. No one's going to give you freedom in this world. You're going to have to fight for it or buy it.
I agree.
You can't fight and win, and that's it.
Yeah.
So you don't have to like the options that I'm putting out here in front of you, but you can rebut them if you'd like.
No, I was just I was just laughing because I was thinking, like, I don't... If someone's listening from Guatemala, would they think they're living in a crappy little country?
Compared to the United States?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they like to live there. But anyway, I've heard you say on the show before, like, the idea of panarchy, like, that a government need not be attached to a arbitrary bordered, land mass or whatever. And, I mean, I don't know. That could be a viable option. It's just when people say that we need governments to compete with each other, it seems like that's stretching the definition of what I understand to be government, because my idea of government is an organization that has a monopoly on force within a given landmass. And, that model does not allow for competition.
It is a definition of government.
And I know you don't agree with it. But
What I want to do is I want to use terminology that works when you discuss things with people.
Yeah.
People believe you cannot live without government. How many times have you heard that from how many people?
I've heard it.
Have the words come out of your mouth in your life? I think they probably come out of everybody's.
Not that I remember, but maybe.
I think they probably come out of most people's mouths. And so, people believe this. Now, what is government in that circumstance? It's an organization that keeps people safe and keeps people from ravaging, other folks and things like that.
So, I guess you'd have to ask them that if you're having a conversation with them, right?
It's not one of those things they're going to move on. And if you're going to discuss ideas with people, you need to use their language to do it.
Yeah, sure. I don't hear people do that, though, like define their terms before they get into a discussion about.
It's just the same thing that we were talking about in the last segment is that we're dealing with a planet full of emotional beings and not logical ones.
There are some logical ones out there.
No, there's no such thing as a logical. No. No such thing as a logical.
So you're not
person.
Logical either?
There's more or less. Absolutely. If you think you're a logical being, you're lying to yourself, therefore making yourself emotional.
I'd like to be as rational as possible.
I would like
and
it
I try
too,
it.
But that doesn't make me one. I could like it all I want.
Let's see what Nicholas thinks. He wants to talk about politics. And Nicholas?
Oh, you guys, am I on the air now?
Yes.
Oh, hey, what's up? I just started listening to you guys a few weeks ago, I think.
Cool, welcome to the show.
I listened to a lot of topics. True. I listened to a YouTube, or not a YouTube app, a Droid app I got. I listened to you guys, Mark Levin, what is it, Norman, Goldman, a bunch of others.
Okay.
I don't know all of them. Go ahead.
So I believe that at least the libertarian candidates, you're talking about third-party candidates, a lot of those candidates, they may not be in the fact like a third party, but a lot of them you can find on primaries when you vote for them. I don't know how it works in the state you guys are from, but in New Jersey you have to register for your party. So, like, I'm registered Republican, so I get to vote for all of the Republican primaries every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a lot of the, I guess, less mainstream, more radical, quote-unquote, candidates that you guys enjoy and I would appreciate, they're on the ballot every year. And I vote for them every year.
So you're saying in the primary?
Yeah, during the Republican primary.
Yeah, so it's another opportunity to have the more, if you're going to use the term radical, candidates on the ballot and in the general.
I use the term radical lightly because I do a lot of campaign work for Republicans, and I talk to a lot of different people.
Yeah,
and for instance, my quote, I talked to a man the other day about the Senate being selected by the state rather than by individuals, and I was considered that was just unrealistic and that could never happen. So, like, when I say radical, that's kind of the direction I'm coming from. Like, it wasn't radical, but it's
yeah.
considered radical now.
Yeah, I don't think that we're ever going to get into a situation where the Senate is again appointed by the state as opposed to appointed by the elected by the people. But if it's unrealistic, it's radical. I'll go with you on that one.
Yep.
Did he ever get a chance to answer his ask this question?
No, Nicholas. Did you have more?
I'm sorry. What?
Did you have more to say?
Well, I've stuff to say.
All right, hang on the line, please. It's Free Talk Live. There's more coming up here. 855-453 is our phone number. Hang tight, and we'll be right back.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Aberin, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Aberin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Aberin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Aberin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and I'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick.
That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday edition. That was weird. With Stephanie.
And Mark.
And I want to remind you that you can help out Free Talk Live really easily and free by going to shop.freetalklive.com. There you'll find some links that Free Talk Live is affiliated with. You can go enter through our portals and do your shopping. And, for instance, if you go through Amazon that way, Free Talk Live gets a small percentage of what you buy. It doesn't affect your purchase price at all, but it really helps out the show. So shop.freetalklive.com.
When I was listing off alternatives to, competition to government units, one of the things that I didn't get a chance to get in on my list was the Free State Project. Here with the Free State Project, the idea is to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state in the United States in order that they may have the fullest possible effect in order to, I guess, make the maximum role of government the protection of life, liberty, and property. If that sounds good to you, go to freestateproject.org and sign up. You will be one of, at this point, more than 13,000 people who've signed up to do so.
Yes, that's so cool.
And like 11,000 who are already in state doing it. And by
11,000?
I'm sorry, I meant
1,000, right?
1,100.
1,100. Excuse me, 1,100. That would be great if it were 11,000.
That would be crazy. Thank you for catching me. That's the reason we have two people on the show.
Keep me around for a reason.
You're going to make your mistakes, and I'm going to catch you too. Right. So 1,100 in state, and at this point, there have been a lot of advances. One that's chief among them that I can think of at this moment is the taxes, the state budget has been reduced by almost 12%. That's a huge achievement. What's the state budget been reduced by in your state? Oh, it hasn't.
Yeah.
New Hampshire, only state that I know of that's had a reduced budget.
All right, Mark, we got several phone calls on the line. Let's go back to Nicholas real quick. Nicholas, I just wanted to make sure that you had a chance to get out what you wanted to say when you called. We do have a couple other calls on the line, but if you want to make your point, please go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So at least with my point with the Senate, or Senate being dispatched by states, when a senator is determined by that legislator, first off, you get to vote for less people. So that means you can make a more informed decision about your senators or your assemblymen, however that's been on the state level. And then second, those senators that are in the federal government are loyal to the state. So my senator would be loyal to the state of New Jersey rather than to the Democratic Party or the Republican Party, whatever party they're in.
Oh, goody. Just increasing the loyalty to the whole state. Thanks, Nicholas. I don't participate in the political system at all.
There are disadvantages. I think that's the 14th Amendment. Maybe it was the 14th Amendment that changed that. I've heard arguments on both sides. It's not that I disagree.
It's rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. I mean, that's how I feel about it anyway. Let's go to Matt listening to in Detroit. And Matt?
Hey, how's it going?
Wonderful. You're on Free Talk Live.
All right, cool. You know, as I was thinking about it, you were talking about what's ultimately going to change things around and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I think at some point, the people at large are just going to have to realize that the state does not serve their interests at all. It really just works for its own interests.
Yeah.
It's the same game as just money and power. Money and power drives everything nowadays.
I agree with you that if there's a sufficient number of people that feel that they're not getting the level of service, the type of service that they can, that the model of the state is incapable of providing the level of service that they need from a governmental agency, that will cause a collapse. But what I'm thinking is that prior to 51.5% of people giving up in that way, because we're not really presented options. You're presented basically the option between crap sandwich A, crap sandwich D. O, and crap sandwich R, and between these two crap sandwiches, you must choose. It's essentially the option. You may go ahead and pick one of the minor parties and say that I would like less crap on my sandwich, and I'll take a minor party, and that's fine. But you don't have generally when an expectation if you vote for that minor party that minor party is actually going to win anything. So
ultimately, you just got to look at how corrupt, I mean, the whole thing is. I mean, this is the same government that got caught running drugs into the country to fund black projects. And, I mean, are we supposed to believe they just quit all of that?
Black ops.
Oh,
yeah,
I
black
see.
Ops. Yeah, they got Rand Conscious
like,
Candle and all that.
Projects.
Okay. They're still doing it. I mean, they have soldiers. Yeah. There's pictures of soldiers in Afghanistan guarding poppy fields.
Yeah, there's been a 90% increase in opium production since we invaded Afghanistan.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the United States government is guarding, is making it opium production possible, and then arresting its citizens for the use of it.
Then arresting
it's a crazy
for
world.
Smoking a blunt on the street or doing any of their drugs that they bring in. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Matt, thanks a lot for the call tonight. Yeah, I appreciate your thoughts. I can't find much disagreement with him there. Let's go to another Matthew. This is Matthew listening in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Worcester.
Matthew?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Wonderful.
I'm a southern boy.
How do you pronounce Worcester?
Worcester. No H.
Yeah, I used to live in Massachusetts, kind of near. I actually worked in Worcester at one point, and you could always tell people got really nasty looks when they said Worcester or something like Worcester. So, what was on your mind, Matthew?
Oh, there's more on this list. Yeah, what I'm most worried about is all the nasty lesbians.
Sorry, I couldn't understand what you said.
I think that was a crank.
Gotcha. All right. Did he say any wordy dirds?
If he did, I didn't hear anything.
I honestly could not understand a word you said. So okay, thanks, Matthew, for the call. There you go.
Hope he didn't wait too long to do that.
He waited kind of quite a while.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Anyway, so Mark, do you want to talk about? We were talking about politics and just the laughable state of like the debates and stuff. And there was an incident recently where there was a third party candidate, Jill Stein.
Right.
She was running for the Green Party, and she did something that I don't know what she expected to get out of this. Maybe it was to get some attention, some publicity. But there was a debate recently at Hofstra University, and Jill Stein and her running mate, Sherry Hunkala, tried to enter the debate, and they were arrested as soon as they, I don't even think they made it to the door. I think they just literally got hauled away. And this is the level that they go to kind of protect the two major parties. There was a good summary of a couple days ago on Free Talk Live. I want to say you and Ian were talking about, or maybe it was Ian and Ademo there on Friday night. They were talking about how the debates used to belong to the League of Women Voters, and then there was this kind of quasi-governmental agency that took it over. Are you familiar with that?
With Ross Perot's. Basically, Ross Perot did really well.
Right.
And then they decided, I mean, he got like 30% of the vote or something. I mean, it was some incredible number.
It was significant.
It was a significant number of the vote. And they're like, whoa, they needed to, at this point, the election commission on elections or something like that, they, you know, created this, the two parties got together and created this commission that, whose one goal essentially is to keep the third parties out.
Yeah.
They do not want another voice, no matter what that voice is. Even with Ross Perot, he's not really saying anything different. He's just got a couple of platitudes. And it's really just another Democratic, Republican, Republican, Democrat. And like, he's just no different.
Yeah.
But he was something different, and a lot of people got excited about him.
Sure.
And so.
They
don't want that. They do not want you to have another option. They don't want anything that looks like another option. You must choose red or blue.
Yeah.
If you even think about purple, we will crush it.
I remember hearing some debates, actually, with Ross Perot in them when I was a kid. And it was kind of interesting because... Oh, sorry. There's a call coming. Anyway, Mark. So Jill Stein and Sherry Hunkala were arrested when they tried to go into the debates as third party members, and you know, they were literally just kind of whisked off as soon before they even got to the door, right? And so Jill Stein got out a couple days later, and then she wrote about what happened to her during her arrest, and I wanted to share some of that with you. It kind of shocked
me. This happened in 2008 too with the libertarian. Maybe it was 2004.
Mm-hmm.
The libertarian candidate. Yeah, it was 2004. The libertarian candidate and the constitutional candidate tried to get in for the debate.
Right.
And they arrested them, but it was really just not much.
Yeah, and I don't remember hearing a story like this. And so she's saying that this is the Commission on Presidential Debates, is the agency that puts together the debates right now. And there's actually these really elaborate agreements between...
Oh, sure. It's like 17 pages or something.
Yeah, between Obama
lawyers.
And Romney about, you know, you cannot ask about this, you cannot approach the other candidate. If an audience member tries to ask a question that hasn't been pre-approved, their mic will be shut off. It's all this really, like, outrageous stuff. And
right.
People think this is an actual town hall-style debate, right. But that's just laughable.
The thing that really makes me the most angry about it, obviously there's going to be some agreement on how this thing's going to operate, and you need to have it written down.
Yeah.
But the fact that they say that the audience members aren't allowed to ask any questions that haven't been approved. So you're allowed to write down a question, we'll approve or disapprove your question, and then you must ask the question as it was approved. That isn't new questions being asked.
Yeah.
That's them framing the debate. The fact is, the people aren't framing the debate.
Absolutely. Do you think they're framing the debate? You can give us a call at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733 to get in touch with Free Talk Live tonight. Coming up in Hour 3, we'll tell you what happened to Jill Stein and your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Got vampires, zombies ruining the neighborhood. From weapons expert Larry Correa, a new installment in the New York Times best-selling Monster Hunter series, Monster Hunter Legion. Publishers Weekly says, this lighthearted testosterone soap sequel to 2009's Monster Hunter International will delight fans of action horror with elaborate weaponry, hand-to-hand combat, disgusting monsters, and an endless stream of blood and body parts. Monster Hunter Legion, on sale now wherever books are sold.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need
need for an airbrush or other spray equipment? Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.